Hello there, I'm Heath Cow.
And I'm Chris Aconis.
This is the Cow Bonus Report.
On WessexWire.com.
Chris, if people were able to manage to get to our podcast, I think they know it's on WessexWire.com.
It's yeah, somewhat foolish of me.
That was extremely foolish.
Anyway, today's episode of the Cow Bonus Report will be about the putrid Cleveland Cavaliers, who are on a four-game losing streak and have lost 8 of their last 10. Keith, what do you have to say about the Cavs this year?
Well, I know you have your extremely ignorant views on this team and believe they are in a horrible situation and have no shot of making the finals.
Zero shot.
I beg to differ. I think that they go through struggles like this every year around the middle of the year, near the All-Star break. They have the best player in the world in Channing Frye. Haha. Got you. It's LeBron James. And he's going to carry them all the way. They might make a trade at the All-Star break or around there before the trade deadline. So if they can get a rim protector or another scorer and get rid of a bad contract or two like Tristan Thompson, I feel like they're in a great situation.
Who do you think they could acquire at the trade deadline?
I think there's a possibility they can get a Clipper center DeAndre Jordan. If they were able to give up like a Thompson, Rose, and like their own first type of package.
You don't think they trade the Nets first?
No, I don't think they want to get rid of the Nets first.
Why would you want to get rid of the Nets first? The Nets are a horrible basketball team, and we're quite foolish to trade all of their picks for Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Jason Terry.
All right, let's not mock the Brooklyn Nets here, Chris.
No, I admire the Brooklyn
Spencer
Nets.
Spencer Dinwiddie is a top 10 player of all. If you don't like
Dinwiddie should be in the All-Star game.
If you don't
no
like,
doubt.
If you don't like Spencer Dinwiddie, you don't like NBA basketball.
No disagreement for me there.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to outline my views on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Please outline.
They're still a pretty good team in the East. No doubt about that. Any team with LeBron James is going to be in the conversation. However, I feel like this team's gotten a lot older. Most of their supporting cast, a lot of their supporting cast, guys like J.R. Smith, Dwayne Wade, the fragile Derrick Rose, they're all like aging. This is actually almost, I think it was like by 0.2 years, it's like the second oldest team LeBron has ever played on after his last year with the Miami Heat. And I feel like in a conference with two other almost as talented, if not as talented teams in the Boston Celtics and the Toronto Raptors, I don't think that they'll be able to hold their own in the best. Well, they'll hold their own, but I don't think they'll be able to endure two tough series against the Raptors and then the Celtics.
Well, first off, we could all agree, whoever they're going to play in the first round, a bottom four team in the East, they're going to win.
Oh, yeah, like the Detroit Pistons, Indiana Pacers. No,
come on, that's...
No disagreement from me there.
That's a piece of cake, a piece of cheesecake for them. But as soon as they get to the second round, say they play the Toronto Raptors, even if the Raptors have home court, you know Kyle Lowry sucks in the playoffs. He's not good in the playoffs.
And DeMar's having a career year, though.
Yeah. What would he do? He's having a career year,
25
Chris.
Points, 5 assists.
Yeah, LeBron's averaging 27, 8 assists.
Oh, okay, you're claiming that LeBron James is better than DeMar DeRozan. That's not a
that
controversial,
is my claim.
That's
that
not
is
a
my
controversial
claim.
Statement, but that doesn't say anything about the rest of the team.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay, here's what I'm going to say.
I take Kevin Love over Serge Ibaka any day of the week. Three times on a Thursday.
Okay, I'll put it to you this way.
Put it to me this way.
Say that in the second round, they'll be against the Raptors. I think that they can beat the Raptors in a best of seven. But it's not going to be an easy series. I could see it going to 6, maybe even 7 games.
And
Okay, that's fair. But that's going to wear down an aging team like the Cleveland Cavaliers to a point where the Celtics could very easily finish them off.
I just don't think the Celtics are going to finish them off. The Celtics, they're a great team. Kyrie Irving's a great addition. He's a top 10 player in the league, in my opinion. But they just don't have the talent the Cavs have. They don't have, you know... Kyrie's great. They just don't have the supporting staff LeBron has. They're young. They're inexperienced. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, they're great and talented, but they're not. They can't guard LeBron James.
The only reason it's even a conversation is because Gordon Hayward is injured.
You're saying if they had Gordon Hayward that it wouldn't even be close?
I'm not saying it wouldn't be close, but it'd be more convincing.
But you believe the Celtics would win anyway.
Yeah, I do. But I'm thinking it's more competitive without him than... No, I don't think it's absurd at all.
I don't know. I think you're... That's just an absurd viewpoint, Chris. But
that was a surprisingly respectful expression of disagreement. I'm actually kind of proud of you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, we're getting Rickrolled at the moment. That typically happens on Wednesdays. But yeah, that's I have the Cavs making the finals. I don't think they're going to beat the Warriors, but I think they'll
fly by the East. This is their championship to lose, as always.
Yeah, well, at least in the last 4 years or so. But
yeah. I mean,
bearing an injury, yeah, the Warriors are going to win.
Beginning of the year, it looked like the Rockets might be able to compete with them, but I think they've fallen back to earth.
They're, well, James Harden's been hurt the last couple of weeks.
Well, true, but I don't know. I just don't see... The West, I think it's the Warriors to lose, although I do think that overall the West is a tougher conference than the East.
Yeah, without a doubt, but we can't count out the Spurs, can never count them out, and the Thunder, they're a very talented team, but yeah, the Warriors should make the finals, and I expect to see a Cavs-Warriors finals where the Warriors will win again, but that'll be fun to watch.
But what does that say about how the NBA is, what the NBA has become? If it's just the same two teams every year, the same team winning almost every year, I don't know. I feel like in the long run, I don't think that's good for the game of basketball.
It's not good for the game of basketball, but it produces ratings, and you know that's what the NBA wants
to
see.
I feel like I'm less inclined to watch it if it's the same matchup over and over
again. You're saying you'd rather see a Rockets versus Raptors final this year.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you're saying.
It's not so much about the specific.
You dumb fool. That's what you're saying.
All right. That's more of the disrespectful disagreement I've come to expect from you.
Yeah, that's my nature.
However, it's not so much about the specific teams. I've got nothing against the Golden State Warriors. I got nothing against the Cleveland Cavaliers. All I'm saying is I feel like there should be at least some variety. Like back when LeBron was with the Heat, you knew that with a fairly high degree of confidence that the Heat would be in the finals almost every year.
And even then, you weren't really 100% sure because the Celtics and the Pacers were right there with them.
Yeah, but the West was, it was a different team every year. You had the Thunder 1 year. You had the Spurs 1 year.
No, the Spurs were actually two straight years in 2013 and 2014.
How foolish of me.
Yes, maybe study up.
And then, of course, the Dallas Mavericks beat them in 2011. But
yeah,
the point remains that I don't think that we can keep having the same matchup over and over again. And I don't think that's good for
the basketball. But it's pretty much eminent that we're going to see the Warriors because of their addition of Israeli-American basketball player Omri Caspi, who's the best backup small forward the NBA's ever seen.
NBA's ever seen?
Yeah. Name a better backup small forward, Chris.
I really can't name a very high amount of backup small forwards.
Exactly. Exactly. And the Cavaliers, I know you are ridiculous in thinking the Celtics or the Raptors might even beat the Cavs, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Well, I think the Celtics have a much better chance of beating the Cavs and the Raptors.
If betting was legal in this school district, I would bet you $25 right now that the Cavaliers would make it to the finals.
And I would take that bet, but I respect the rules and regulations of the West Essex Regional School District.
It's true. We don't make the rules. We just enforce them here.
We don't enforce anything. No one takes us seriously.
That's fair enough.
This podcast has 40 listeners, max. Yeah. Shout out to Justin Irizarry and Chris Rodriguez.
Yeah, thank you, Justin and Chris. You're a big help. Without you, we wouldn't have the funding for this. But, yeah, it's looking forward to it. In other basketball news, LaMelo and LiAngelo Ball are currently playing on Vytautas in Lithuania. I studied up on the pronunciation there.
You absolutely did not.
Yeah, no, it's Vytautas.
All right, you know what?
I speak Lithuanian, Chris.
You do not speak Lithuanian.
I speak fluent Lithuanian.
Ask me what my name is in Lithuanian right now.
Don't come off.
Okay, then you don't speak
Lithuanian.
Extremely
insensitive with...
You've already butchered the pronunciation of the name. I don't see how else you could insult the Lithuanian
You're not
people.
Sure if that's a butchered job or not, Chris.
I'm fairly confident that's not how it's pronounced. Mm,
that's debatable. But
I think it says something about the Ball family that rather than go to a top league, because if his kids were these amazing basketball talents that they say they were, why would they go to Vytautas if that's what it's actually pronounced as?
Yeah, it is actually pronounced like that.
Cannot confirm or deny.
First off, let's not forget LaMelo Ball is 16 years old, Chris. He's about 387 days younger than me. And while I'm a future professional basketball player, that's still extremely impressive on LaMelo Ball's end that a 16-year-old is playing professional basketball.
No, but you're missing my point. My point is LaVar Ball goes on and on about how great his kids are at basketball.
Yeah, he's somewhat cocky.
Extremely cocky. It's actually...
Oh, he's very cocky.
Well, it's entertaining. It's also somewhat obnoxious.
Yeah, but, you know, his kids back him up most of the time. His kids are very, very talented.
Then why are they playing in the Lithuanian second division and not in a top European league?
Well, maybe when they grow older. Maybe this is just, you know...
I don't think so.
In their most recent outing, they combined for 60 points, Chris. I think that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but doesn't that tell you that they should be playing at a higher level? LiAngelo went from the UCLA Bruins, a Power 5 college basketball team, to second division in Lithuania. You don't think that's a drop down?
I don't think that's a drop down whatsoever.
At all. You think Vytautas, UCLA,
I think
you would take Vitautas in that matchup.
I think Vitautas could hold their own. Those are grown men out there.
Where do you?
Let's not discount the athleticism Lithuanians naturally have.
Where do you think they'd be seated if Vitautas were an NCAA team?
If they're an NCAA team, I don't know if they'd be ranked per se, but I think they'd make the tournament.
You think they'd be an at-large bid?
I don't think they'd be better than the Eastern Washington Eagles, who are the most dominant team in college basketball right now.
Well, I mean, that kind of goes without saying.
Led by Bogdan Bliznuk and...
The fact that you even brought that up shows that that was a waste of oxygen on your part.
I disagree, Chris.
Everyone knows Eastern Washington's the undisputed national title favorite.
Easily, yeah.
The fact that you would even bring that up is...
Yeah. Fair enough. But, let's not mock the second league in Lithuania, Chris, all right? We have many Lithuanian fans out there.
We really don't have any Lithuanian fans. We're still...
I can name seven right now.
Our market goes from Roseland to Fairfield. That's it. That's our market. Maybe the odd listener in Verona.
Yeah, Verona has a few.
I mean, no, we're expanding our brand.
Exactly.
When we go independent after we graduate high school, I think we're really going to take off.
Yeah, for sure.
Without a doubt.
For sure, yeah. Well, that'll about wrap us up for this week on the Cal Bonus Report. I had a real fun time this week debating the ignorant Chris Sakonis. Did you have a fun time, Chris?
I don't like being called ignorant over the air, but I did have an enjoyable time discussing basketball with you.
That's fair.
What do you think our topic should be next week, Keith?
Well, I got three topics in mind right now.
Please, share.
One, the future of the Seattle Sounders.
I mean, like, Clint Dempsey's aging. They lost Obafemi Martins.
Well, let's not give it all away for next time on Cabo Sport. Two,
Jordan Morris is soft.
Yeah, well, two, Hungarian handball. I think that's a lot of our followers love Hungarian handball.
Oh, without a doubt. It's right behind the NBA in popularity at West Sussex.
Yeah, without a doubt. And three, probably the Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator. What are they going to do with him?
Actually, this can be an interesting topic. I just saw on my phone this afternoon, Lane Kiffin hired a 24-year-old to be FAU's new offensive coordinator, which is pretty Lane Kiffin thing to do.
Yeah, it's pretty Lane Kiffin, but let's not give anything away. We'll see you next time on the Cal Bonus Report.
That was a sufficient sign-off. I don't think anything else needs to be added.
All right, so see you then.